A 2-hour drive from the buzzing metropolis of Chengdu in Sichuan Province, southeastern China, is 10,000-foot-tall Mount Ermei, the tallest of the country's 4 sacred Buddhist mountains. Mount Ermei is home to 11 Taoist and 30 Buddhist temple complexes dating back more than 1,600 years. China's first sacred temple was built atop Mount Ermei in the 1st century. Come along and join me, correspondent Tom Wilmer, and my Chinese guide Mavis Liu Mei, as we explore Mount Ermei and visit with Taoist priest Master Win at his temple, followed by a cable car ride up to Snow Mountain Ski Resort. As a visitor from America, it is a truly unique experience to explore a destination that's just as awe-inspiring as Yosemite, but markedly different due to the homogeneity of the tourists. For every 1,000 Chinese tourists we encountered, we saw no more than 4 or 5 Westerners or Europeans. Mavis Liu Mei.
Tom.
Okay.
Tom. Okay. Hi, I'm Mavis.
And where are we now, Mavis?
Now we are in a very famous mountain in China. The mountain's name is Ermei.
This is a sacred Buddhist site, right? These are Buddhist monks and priests that we see.
Yes. I've saw. And also in China, the monks couldn't get married. They cannot be get married. Mm-hmm. And also female monks, we call them nun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nuns and monks. And here, but they are living in different monastery. For example, if there's monk living here in this monastery, that means this is especially for monk. And female, nun, they are living in other monasteries. There are monasteries for nun and for monk in this mountain.
Going back to the times of Mao Zedong and the Cultural Revolution, what happened here? Were monks forbidden from living and practicing here?
Well, actually, it was before I born. I've just heard a little bit information about that. But the information all said that during the Cultural Revolution, yes, lots of temples and monasteries were destroyed.
Do you know what happened here?
Here, this area, I think this area is better because it's mountains area. Mm-hmm.
If it was near a city, it would have been in more danger.
Yeah. So it's kind of getting away from people. Mm-hmm. So I think it didn't damage that much as others.
So it's hard to explain without coming here and seeing how massive and gigantic this is. You could walk on the trails and pathways here from monastery to monastery or temple to temple for all day, for 8-10 hours, right?
Actually, this area, they have lots of temples here.
How many do you think? Roughly, just wild guess.
I think maybe below 100 something, like that. Mm. 70, 80, lot. Mm. But the big ones are not that much. The biggest ones, I think, the most famous there are. This one is one of the most famous. And another one, there are most famous too. The biggest, or we say biggest. 2 of them.
And we have not even climbed to the top of the mountain. We're only part way up.
Actually, in a mountain top, we do not have a very big monastery. Actually, here, this one is bigger, mm-hmm. bigger than the one on the mountain top. Mm-hmm. But on the mountain top, we do have a very big statue, which is 48 meters high. And it's a really very nice statue. It's facing 4 sides, like this statue.
Oh, wow. And it's carved
of 40, 8 meters high.
And it's carved of stone or?
Bronze.
Bronze, wow.
And covered with gold.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, if the sunshine shines, wow, the color is really shining. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
As Mavis and I explored the various temples on Mount Hermé, we stepped into one and were talking to a priest and asked if he might arrange for us to meet and visit with the head priest at an adjacent Taoist temple, and he agreed.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah,
and his name is Wen. Well, we could call him Master Wen.
Master Wen.
Yeah, Master Wen.
Name is Tom.
他的儿子走不到手了。哦，怎么？哦 ，Master Wen found a nice place for us.
Oh, nice.
Quiet, please. That's good.
It's an honor to meet you.
他是我很荣幸。谢谢。
And are you from here? Where did you grow up? Where were you little?
他说你是这地方的，还是你从哪儿来？我的家乡就是四川。
这儿来了34年了，34年了。
His hometown is in Sichuan province, but not here this mountain. He was here for 34 years. 34年是吧? 34 years.
You here. When you were a child, when did you know you wanted to be a priest?
他说是你从小的时候嘛。 然后你是从什么时候就是知道就是想要来做一名道士呢？我们从小啊，我们家乡有一个。His hometown was in a place we call Jinghong, and there's a temple in his hometown. So he gets to know Taoism when he was very young. Like, 大概就是可能多少岁的时候你就知道道教了？就是十来岁吧，十多岁吧。 Around 10 years old.
And what was it that got him? You know, what was it that made that like?
真正的就是道教，真正的打动你，让你真正的就是奉献自己给道教的是什么？我们的改革开放就允许我们到。
来信教了。You
know, China opened our door to the world. Do you know Deng Xiaoping?
Deng Xiaoping.
He was a great leader for China. After he, you know, opened China's gate to the world, and also opened the gate to religions, then they have the chance, the opportunity to do this, or to. How do they offer themselves to the gods?
What are you most proud of Taoism? What elements do you think are most special that you are proud to share?
Oh, 就是他说那个道教里面，你觉得什么是最让你觉得值得骄傲的？然后或者是道教最能打动我们的，觉得最值得。道教是我们炎黄子孙的教，自身产出的。
就是中华民族的教派产生的。So,
that mostly because this is the only one religion, from China. It's original from China. That's why he chose this Taoism. And Taoism has a long history, also around 2,000 years. It's long, it's only belong to China. He's really very proud of that. And also other religions, maybe all, okay, we say that Taoism is a kind of religion more focused on the nature, more focused on the, like others is idealism or mentalism. others, like others' religions, more mentalism.
Yeah.
But this religion is more practice.
Right, practical.
Yeah, practical, eating, practice, kung fu, tai chi, qi gong, practice your body, and also make the balance between the human and the nature.
And how about diet and eating?
Oh.就是说吃的东西你们也是有那个有很深的研究嘛道教。
我们吃的东西也是。
Oh, they are also vegetarian, Taoism.
以素以地头中的植物东西为主。
Monasteries want to be removed from people. Other monasteries and monks want to interact with people who are not monks.How does he live his life, sharing his Taoism with people who come here?
Do you mean some people do not want to communicate with the...
Some monks want to go far away and do not want to be around other people.
Ah, I understand.
But he is here and he will talk to me. So is this a part of his life, sharing Taoism with other people who are not?
他是这样的，他是觉得说你，像是有一些，比如说像是有一些什么道士啊，都是归隐山林，还有一些和尚都是归隐山林，就是他们不太愿意跟外界接触，但是像
这个事情呢是真的，国家的改革开放过后，他的允许宗教信仰，但是呢，你要承担宗教的义务。
Master Wen said maybe, yes, they want to, you know, practice maybe by themselves and they get something more. But because they want to, you know, those temples and monasteries all need fund. Monies, how do you call that? Money or fund to repair.Monies to repair that.
The dollar.
Dollars.
RMB.
So
people donate.
Yeah, so that's why they should open some areas to people so they could get some money for the monasteries, temples, their keep. Yeah.
Is it through prayer and meditation that he hopes to make the world a better place?
就是你们还是就是想要这个觉得自己的角色就是能够让世界就是更加的好，就是有一个更美好的世界，是这样吗？
我们想的我们这个中华文化
because they want to, this is a kind of Chinese culture. If we want to inherit the culture and also the religion, something we need to continue, then somebody should be the monks. So somebody should do this.
Considers it his duty?
I think so. 那觉得你们还是觉得是自己的责任，对吧？把这个文化传承下去。
对，对对。
你会就是练习这种功夫和这种太极拳这些吗？
我不会练太极拳。因为我腿感不行。
So I've checked with the Kung Fu and Tai Chi with him. Actually, for Taoism, Kung Fu, they do not practice the Kung Fu really. No, they have a kind of Kung Fu called Qingchen Kung Fu, but they mostly by the, you know, not the monks.This area.
Yes.
These areas. And some of them, a part of them, gonna practice Tai Chi. But actually, Tai Chi is not come from this area. It's come from another mountain. It's also a secret mountain for Taoism. And by the people we call Zhang Sanfeng. And he invented Tai Chi.So not everybody is practicing, and also his you see his leg is not that how to say to practice not that good to practice Tai Chi, so he's not practicing Taijiquan.
In your average day, do you spend a lot of time meditating, praying, or do you work outside and grow food? What do you do in an average day?
They need to pray twice a day. Pray twice a day. And also, in normal days, as you know, 除了念经，然后你们也会做什么？刚才你说的，白天的时候，
做一些服务工作吧。
So they're gonna working as you see some service works. Actually, it's not ritual center. How do you call that? Some normal daily work.
Right.
Some normal daily work in the daytime, and the afternoon, at night they're gonna read some Taoism books or Taoism Bibles. There are around 5,000 of them, those books. And those are not only for Taoism, but also a kind of Chinese traditional culture influenced with combined with the Taoism together on those books. So they can never finish the books.
Does Master Wen ever go to Chengdu or the big city?
就是你有没有去过成都啊，或者是哪里的大城市啊，这些？
去过。成都经常去，有事办事必须到成都去办，有些
因为就是你们道教之间的联系哈，
对，
也会开会那些，
对对，成都北京好多城市都去过。
那去这些城市主要是因为道教的活动吗？
道教文化的交流吧。
So actually, Master Wen has been to lots of cities in China, mostly because they also need to communicate the Taoism. Mm-hmm. And also sometimes they're going to holding the big meetings for the Taoism from China. It's so big, so from different places. Yeah.
It must be a shock and a major change to leave here and go to the city, because you live in such a tranquil, peaceful mountain place.
他说你肯定有很大的那种冲击，因为你看这里是一个，
当然这山上的空气好，气候好，跟城市里比起的这个气候
environment is quite different. The air here is so fresh, and also here is so comfortable to live, much better than in city.
So I bet that you are very happy to come home.
他肯定他打赌啊，你很高兴，就是每次回来的时候你都很开心。
对对对，很开心。对。
And how old is Master Wen?
就说您大概几岁了，文师傅？
今年60岁。
60. Yeah.
You're a baby.
Sorry. Where?
Come along and join me and Mavis Liu Mei as we board a cable car to explore Snow Mountain, 10,000 feet up in the sky.
There are, what, 4 most famous mountains in China?
There are 4 most famous mountains.For Buddhism in China, this is one of them.
Is there a number one, most famous of all, most revered, or are they equal in their own ways?
I think they are equal in their own ways because every mountain seat, they are the first mountain.
How far from Chengdu are we now?
Now, from Chengdu, it's around 160 or 50 kilometers away.Around 2 hours drive.
This is a very, very popular destination for visitors, but mostly, probably, I say 98%, 99% Chinese. I don't think we've seen one foreign person from Europe or America here, right?
Actually, that's true. I think here maybe 80 or 90% tourists, they are Chinese. Because nowadays, become more and more people who believe in Buddhism. Mm-hmm. And also want to know more about Buddhism. And this mountain is not only a secret site for Buddhism, but also a very nice place for hiking, for the, you know, the beautiful nature landscape, mm-hmm. and the beautiful environment, fresh air.
And that's why we see the little boys playing and running right in front of you, right? Because
yeah.
the families love to come here.
Yeah, the families come here.
Most of the Chinese people that are right in front of us and we see today, uh-huh. where do you think most of them have come from? A lot of them from Chengdu?
Some of them from Chengdu, but also actually we've got the tourists from all over China.
So this is a very popular, almost a pilgrimage site for Chinese to come all the way from the East Coast.
Yeah. That's true.
So people from Shanghai, Beijing,
up
Dalian, they might come down here?
Yeah, they may come. Mm-hmm. And you see the Tibet monk, they also come here. Mm-hmm. So lots of people come from, you know, every corner of China.
And today is Saturday. It's a weekend and many, many people get Saturday and Sunday off. So these people might have worked really hard all week, and this is their great big fun outing for the weekend, right?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how many people do you think are on the mountain today? Just wild guess.
Oh, I cannot take several thousand.
Yeah. So tell us what you enjoy most about being here and coming here.
All the environment. I like this kind of peaceful environment. And tonight here is very quiet. And also the weather is enjoyable, especially in summertime. It's cool.
And is that because of the trees, the forest, and the shade?
Yeah.
And then being in a higher altitude, it would be cooler temperature anyway than in the valley, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm, sure.
So in the valley, like where you live, it might be, 30, 35 Celsius?
If there's 35 or even 38 mm-hmm. Celsius. And here, maybe in the mountaintop, sometimes even around 10.
Oh, really? Yeah. So very refreshing.
Yeah, very refreshing. But in the middle mountain area, maybe around 25 or something.
I don't know about you, but I would so highly recommend coming here for somebody from Europe or from America. What a special treat. What a special journey.
Yeah. Here is really, for me, I love this place very much, and I love this mountain very much. And it's also a very nice place for hiking.
But it's not in China in general, like Chengdu. I wouldn't want to rent a car and drive myself. I would not want to drive myself out in the country here. What do you recommend for people who want to come to China, come to Chengdu, and explore out in the country and in the mountains and the monasteries like we're doing? How would you do that?
First, if you want to do it in a very convenient way, you just contact a travel agency and they will sit down everything for you. The schedule, the car, the bus, and the guide, everything for you. And second, if you want to come here by yourself, I think like the boys and the girls over there, mm-hmm. I think they come here by themselves.
Oh, do they? So they drive their own car?
No. Normally they will not drive their own car.
So they come on bus then?
Yeah, actually the bus, take bus is also very simple way too. We have buses from Chengdu to Emei. I think lots of buses.
So those kids that we saw come by, they probably are from Europe, they look like?
Yeah, Western country.
Yeah, and they look pretty young, probably college age.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Mavis, well, can you think of anything else that you want to share about coming here?
Oh, Yes, here also we have lots of different plants and animals here. And the butterflies, there are lots of hundreds of butterflies here. If you come here in the right season, you're going to see lots of butterflies. I love them.
And then monkeys, special monkeys are up here?
Actually, you know, monkeys are kind of wild animal. Sometimes we will even see them just in the temple somewhere. Although, or just in front of the temple, I've saw them. But they are kind of wild animal. We cannot control them.
Right. Sometimes they come in to steal the apples, right?
Oh, actually they are okay because there are lots of tourists. So they become a kind of aggressive because people are always nice and kind to them. So they think, they won't hurt me. So they are kind of aggressive. If you choose the food or the food bag package, if they saw that, they're gonna take your bag away. So be careful, watch out if you come here and you come across with a monkey. You should be careful.
Yeah, and they like to chase kids for their food, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. They're gonna grab it away. Everything here is so special. So just come and find out by yourself.
So now we're going to climb up the steps.
Yeah, and get we're going to go to take the cable car to the top, okay. Mountain top. Hey guys!
What car is this?
I am.
This is in Xilin Snow Mountain.
So we're up and where people go skiing in about 2 months, right?
About 1 month later, people will come here and ski here. Skiing actually is a kind of new spot in China.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But the Chinese love it, obviously.
Yeah, we love it.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of kids just come up to play in the snow?
Yeah, yeah.
And do they have ice skating, a skating rink?
Yeah, they do have that.
And how new is this? When did this open, Snow Mountain?
It was opened in 1989. Uh-huh. But for most of the buildings you see, it's built in recent 10 years. For the entrance and the cable car we take, it was built in 2009.
Uh-huh. Mavis, as we look down the valley, see the big buildings there, are those hotels?
Uh-huh. Yeah, those are hotels. And over that side, those are restaurants.
And so are we going to stay here tonight?
No, we are going to the ancient town.
So down the bottom of the bottom tramway.
Yeah.
So right now we're going on the second tram that goes to the very top of the mountain, right?
Yeah.
And right now we're at about 7,500 feet. Elevation?
I'm not very sure for feet.
But in meters?
Meters is around 2,100.
Okay. And when we get to the top, how many
meters?
It's
around 3,000 meters.
Okay, so I think that's around 10,000 feet. And then over to your left, a big, giant building. It says Tourist Restaurant. Is that open?
Tourist Restaurant? Right, I think it's open. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we came back here in December, there would be thousands of skiers here, be very busy.
Yes, yes, because we saw from the entrance, there's a square. Oh, you can see here too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
See, people lay up here.
So most people come for the day or a lot of people for a weekend?
Mostly for weekend. Yeah.
And majority of people come from Chengdu?
Chengdu and other towns nearby, also in the province.
Mm-hmm. Mavis, your last name?
May. May.
May? So May. Your full name in Chinese is what?
It's Liu Mei.
Liu Mei.
Mei, yeah.
So in Chinese, formal name is first.
Yeah.
So Liao is your family name.
Yeah.
And Mei, first name.
Yeah.
And so we call you Mavis because you like that.
No, because the guests, my guests will all come from other countries.
Okay.
Easier for, so, them, yeah, for them to pronounce and to remember. Mm-hmm. And also I've choose an English name, sounds like my name.
Right.
Yeah, my name is May, mm-hmm. so it's just Mavis, so almost the same.
Okay. Mavis, thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome, Tom.
Say xie xie.
Xie xie. Yeah.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So yes, please support your local NPR station. Thank you.